Robert W. Stein, Stein the second. This guy was born 7179. Today's 5/22/25. Mr. Stein is a 45-year-old gentleman. Works for the post office. His biggest problem in life is non-compliance, not taking his medication, feeling sad for himself, but not suicidal, and not really following up with anything we've told him. Weight is up because he quit taking his Monjora. When he was taking his Monjora, his sugar was better, his weight was better, he was feeling better. When I asked him why he quit taking it, he says he doesn't know. He just wants to stay with the pills, in quotation. Pills for him means metformin, glipizide, and Januvia. What I'm concerned about is even with the damn pills, he still loses weight. His sugar is still out of control because he does not take him on a regular basis. His blood pressure last time was quite elevated because of the fact that he wasn't taking his blood pressure medicine. I told him that's a death wish, especially since he's taking the clonidine, and the clonidine can cause rebound hypertension. We spent 15 minutes dancing on the pen of that needle. And I'm hoping that he has done some good for him, period. COVID immunization, non-medication, see the list that was created before. As far as eye exam, it's imperative for him to see the eye doctor immediately because I'm afraid with his diabetes out of control, he has issues with bleeding.
All right, sir. So you don't need any medications? Just make sure you don't run out of it. If you have a problem with the girls getting it, you call here. Let me talk to Sam. That's me. And I'll make sure you get the freaking out. Okay? No, we'll take care of it. You just let me know. If it's dreadful without medicine, Robert, really.
That's the goal, isn't it?
No, the goal is for you to take it.
Well, that's not needed.
Well, yeah, but I have to talk to this big guy upstairs about that. See you later. Bye. So we talked about his medication, his eye exam, and nauseam today, period. Once again, we talked about Monjora, but he definitely doesn't want to start the Monjora, period. Surgery, hernia surgery, social, works for the post office. He lives with his wife. They have a ton of cats, he says, but no children. And he's the only breadwinner. His wife is not working. He says he can't afford $35 copay for Monjora, which I have a hard time to understand, especially after explaining all the benefits of the medication to him, period. Let's see, his blood pressure today is better, 149 over 92, because he's been taking his medication, which I'm quite proud of. His weight's 279, 97%, 98, 2079. Pulse. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows, and right shoulder, mucosa with an logical non-focal look, extremity shows 1 plus edema. Assessment number 1, diabetes, out of control. Number 2, non-compliance. See my explanation up on top. Number 4, must see an eye doctor. Number 5, must take medications as prescribed, or he will most likely have a stroke, heart attack, lose limbs, kidney failure, and go blind. He knows that. And next number, his carotid ultrasound actually looks quite impressive. He has minimal blockage. His echocardiogram is normal. His kidneys look normal. He does have fatty liver. I was not able to see a full view of the gallbladder. He needs to come back fasting for that. Leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial. Next number, we talked about sleep study because I believe he does have sleep apnea with mild RVH on his echocardiogram, but he's not interested in talking about that. Next number, his testosterone is okay. Next one is blood work shows TSH to be okay. Next one is kidney function, liver function stable. Next number, again, see the eye doctor. Next one is colonoscopy. No colonoscopy needed. His family history, put that in there too. Hypertension, diabetes, lung cancer, no colon cancer. Next number, he wants to wait to get a Cologuard at age 50. Next number, he needs to come back more often because of his non-compliant state, but he's not interested in that either. Next number, allergies, put down latex and adhesives. Next number, surgical history, tonsils and hernia surgery. That's what he has. And past medical, put down hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy. Okay, that's all I got to say. Ciao.